You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and of course, the host of this podcast that's dedicated to women who are in their 20s and 30s, who are on a journey of becoming the absolute best version of themselves and creating their most beautiful, abundant, aligned, soft life ever. And I'm so excited for today's episode for many reasons. But first, you guys, can we please get into our new podcast cover? Can we get into it? Because I'm actually obsessed with how it came out. I told you guys a few weeks ago I was doing a photo shoot for some headshots and also for our new podcast cover. And a quick shout out to my girl Imogen at Bizu Creative, who helped me design the actual cover. She really did her big one. I love how it came out, and I just feel like our new podcast cover is a perfect representation of where I'm currently at in my journey and who I am as a woman. We've had the same podcast cover for a while now, and this is the first time in the 6 years that I've been podcasting where I feel like the cover, the branding, and everything is truly aligned with the woman that I am, the woman that I'm becoming, and I'm just so happy with the direction that we're going in. And I'm just so happy with everything that's been happening in my life. It's so exciting to finally see a project that you've been working on for a while come to life. And I just have to say this really quickly before we get into our episode. God's timing is just so perfect and divine every single time, because the way that things have been moving and unfolding in my life is just so divine. A little chaotic and a little uncertain at times, but nonetheless, everything has been happening in my life exactly how it's supposed to. Now that I'm kind of seeing everything unfold the way that they have been, I'm like, oh, I get it now. I get it. These things, these people, this situation needed to be removed from my life because it's being replaced with something even better. I think with all these changes that have been happening in my life and just being in this season of transformation that I'm in, our new podcast cover and rebrand, it has me thinking and reflecting on my journey up until this point. And there's honestly so much I want to share and say, but to be honest, I would be here for like 3+ hours and I'm not about to be editing all that. So, however, I have been reflecting a lot on my journey so far. And even though I know I have so many bigger plans for myself and for my life, and I know that I'm only starting, this is only the beginning, and I have so much more left to accomplish and do in my life, I also think it's important to take a step back from time to time to zoom out and see how far we've come and how much progress we have made. Because I don't know about you guys, but I know that I struggle with tunnel vision sometimes, where I focus so much on where I'm trying to go that I forget to look back and appreciate where I've been and where I'm no longer at and where I'm at right now. And man, oh man, if 20-year-old me or even 25-year-old me could see where life would take us, where we would be today, I'd be like, girl, you're lying. I know you're lying. So that's kind of what sparked today's episode. I just want to kind of reflect on my journey thus far and all the lessons and things that I've learned along the way that have led me to where I am today. Really, my intentions with today's episode is that you leave today's conversation feeling inspired, feeling motivated to be in your purpose, to leave an impact in the way that you're intended to leave an impact on the world, because we all have a role to play in this life, and all of our roles are very important, and it might look completely different than what my role is, but I just want you to leave feeling inspired, motivated, and may this episode, may these words be the little push you need to keep going. But that's all I have to say for now. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra titanium alloy metal, you're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water, but you're getting it anyway, because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
So I'm not really sure what I'm titling this episode quite yet. These are just tips, things that I've learned along the way of my journey towards success and building confidence in myself. So that pretty much sums up what this episode is about. But the first thing that I've learned on my journey is that there is purpose in your pain. I am a big believer in there is purpose in our pain. I truly believe that the experiences we have, the circumstances that we're born into, our journey is so intentional and it's so on purpose. And this is coming from someone who's been in the trenches, okay? If you are a longtime listener, or if you go back to the very, very first podcast episodes, that is where you'll hear all the tea. I was much more open back then on a lot of the things that I experienced. I don't really talk about them as much now, just because I feel more private about certain things, even though a lot of things are on the internet. But there's just certain things I don't feel like talking about anymore. And also too, I feel I've healed from a lot of things from my past specifically. So there really isn't a point in me talking about it as much versus like at the very beginning of my podcast. All of those things were things that I was still healing from, trying to understand. So I was more inclined to talk about it, but I've kind of moved on from that. So that's why you don't really hear me talk about it as much. But your girl has been in the trenches, okay? I feel like I know what I'm talking about when I say that there is purpose in our pain and the things that we go through. And obviously I didn't know it back then, but the things that I struggled with the most growing up would inevitably be the things that fueled my passion and would guide me towards my purpose. When it comes to your purpose, I don't necessarily think that it always has to be tied to your career. My purpose is tied to my career, but I don't necessarily think that is always the case. I think your purpose is you. It's in you. It's in how you show up in the world. It's the impact that you leave on others in whatever ways you're meant to. And most importantly, your purpose is not really about you. It really isn't. It's how you can be of service to others in a way that lights you up and makes you feel good. I know I'm in my purpose when I'm helping others feel seen or understood, when I can inspire someone to change their mindset or practice a new habit, or maybe inspire someone to romanticize their lives or give them the validation they need to set a boundary. I also know I'm in my purpose when you guys message me, leave comments, DMs, telling me that my podcast or my content or just sharing my experience and being my authentic self has helped you in some way, whether it's helped you heal, it's made you make sense of something in your own life, or whether it's just been a source of comfort or motivation for you. Like, when I get these messages, it is validation to me and confirmation that I am in fact in my purpose. So if you're someone who's currently struggling to find your purpose, I suggest take a moment, some time to yourself, to journal and to really think about what are the things that you struggle most with in life. Maybe it's your confidence, maybe it's a health related issue, maybe it's self-love, maybe it's that you don't feel pretty, you don't feel like you fit in. The things that you struggle most with in life, there is a purpose behind it. The second thing that I've learned that's helped me cultivate confidence and success in my life has been realizing that what I think about myself and what is right for me is more important than what others think about me. There's a quote that I came across recently that says, "Allow yourself to shine without the desire to be seen." And I really love this quote because to me, it's saying, allow yourself to be authentically you without feeling the need to be approved or validated by anyone else. The people who resonate with you will see you, and the ones who don't won't, and that's absolutely okay. And I think it's so important to value your own opinions and your own thoughts about yourself more than anyone else, because it will shape your self-worth, your confidence, the decisions that you make in life. So often I see people wait for the approval of others to go and do the thing that they want to do. And if others don't approve of it or don't think it's a good idea, then they don't do those things. And I know that had I thought more highly of other people's opinions of myself than I thought of myself, or had I trusted other people more than I trust myself, I would not have accomplished half of the things that I have accomplished in my life. No one knows me better than I know myself. No one knows what I desire out of life more than me. And if I would have listened to my parents, my best friend, you know, anyone else who I'm sure they have good intentions, I probably would be living a life that is not fulfilling, that is not truly aligned and authentic to me. It's the reason why so many people follow a specific path in life, because they are listening to the opinions and approval of others. And then they get to their final destination and they realize they're actually, in fact, unhappy and miserable. Also, when you are at the mercy of other people's opinions and approval of you, you will constantly be seeking validation and never feel confident to make your own decisions or to trust yourself. We all seek validation to some degree, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. It's not wrong for wanting your parents to feel proud of you, or for your friends to make you feel like you belong, or for your partner to make you feel loved. Like, that's just us being human. So I'm not saying that seeking validation to some degree is a negative thing, but seeking the approval and validation from others should never come before your own. I can say that I started to become my most confident, secure self the moment I started to care more about how I viewed myself, what I thought about myself, more than I cared about anyone's opinion of me. No one can say anything or do anything that will ever make me doubt myself, my decisions that I've made in life. And there's just so much peace that comes from knowing yourself so well. The third lesson that's really helped me on my journey towards success is realizing that discernment is a superpower of mine. Having discernment is the ability to judge situations or people well. It's being able to recognize when something isn't for you or doesn't seem right. It's also a form of protection, in my opinion, and having discernment has helped me saved me so much in my life, not only in terms of success, but protecting me from people who are not for me, protecting me from situations that are not for me, helping me avoid unsafe or uncomfortable situations and places and things. Like, I can recall so many moments where my discernment was discerning and I ignored it for whatever reasons, self-doubt and just questioning myself, gaslighting myself basically. And in the end, all the times when I did not listen to my intuition and I did not listen to that feeling that was like, something isn't right here, this situation isn't right, this person is a little off, every single time it's bit me in the butt. And now I just have learned to trust my discernment. Having a strong sense of discernment has also really helped me stay grounded and rooted and true to who I am, especially in the context of being a content creator, being on social media. I see so many people doing certain things just in the name of clout. And honestly, that is my biggest ick at our grown age. To do anything for clout is like such a turnoff. I am never going to be the type of person who befriends someone just because I feel they can offer me something. I'm never going to be the person who does something for the sake of clout or attention. If it doesn't feel authentic to me, I'm not doing it. It's never been me. It never will be me. And I'm also recognizing that I also want to be around people who are also rooted in who they are and in their values. And when something doesn't feel right, there's usually a valid reason, and I'm not gonna wait around to find out what that reason is. I get up and go. The fifth thing that I've learned on my journey towards success is always being open to learning from others, especially those who have done it before you. So when I was getting my certification for life coaching, one of the values or principles that they really instilled in us is always having the mindset of a student, which just means always being open to learning and never thinking that you know more than the next person, because you never know what someone else may be able to teach you, show you, a lesson you might be able to learn from them. Another thing that I really keep in mind is, you know that saying, don't take advice from anyone whose life you wouldn't want? They're right. Take it from people who have done it before you, who are doing the things that you want to do, who are living the life that you want to live, who do have the things that you aspire to have one day. Learning from others is really important because it can help us, one, avoid mistakes. Obviously, we all will make mistakes in our own journeys and we all have our own lessons to learn. But I also think there are certain mistakes that we can avoid by just learning from other people's journeys. Also, it can really accelerate our own growth by taking the knowledge and expertise of someone who's been doing what we want to do for 15 years. If we are able to really listen to what they have to say and learn from them, we can learn what they learned in 15 years in a short amount of time. And the way that I have been able to learn from others is, of course, finding mentors, whether that was business coaches, life coaches, and building relationships with the people who have done the things that I aspire to do. And really getting to know people's journeys, especially people who are successful, and just hearing their stories in interviews or podcasts or books, and surrounding myself with successful people and putting myself in environments where I can learn and grow from, whether it's like workshops, seminars, support groups, things like that. There truly is so much wisdom out there, and we don't know what we don't know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
So the sixth lesson that I've learned on my journey is to not judge your starting point with someone else's. And this is a big one, you guys. At least it was for me. We all have different starting points in life. We all have different circumstances, different upbringings, different challenges, different experiences. And sometimes it doesn't feel fair. I'm gonna be honest. Sometimes I feel resentful because I did not grow up with the most supportive, uplifting parents. I did not grow up in an environment where I was made to feel confident. In the past, I have found myself feeling resentful towards people who maybe they did have a better upbringing than I did. Maybe they did have parents who support them, who uplifted them, who instilled confidence in them. And I would often feel like that's not fair. And so, yeah, sometimes it doesn't seem fair. But what I will also say is don't get too caught up in it. Don't get too caught up in judging your starting point with someone else's, because at the end of the day, sure, there might be someone who had it easier than you, but there are also people who maybe had it worse than you, who started with less than you and have more than you now, who have accomplished more, who are more confident than you. Likewise, there might be people who had everything handed to them. They had all the resources available to them. They had it easier than you, and maybe they have less than you now. At the end of the day, we can't control the circumstances that we're born into. We can't control our upbringing. We can't control the parents that we have. We have literally no control over that. And it's easy to feel like a victim if you are born into less than desirable situations. When we get too caught up and too stuck in the cards that we were dealt, we start to act like a victim. We start to think like a victim. We start to feel sorry for ourselves. We start to feel helpless. And when we operate through life in the mindset of a victim, we will always stay victims. And something that's helped me get out of this victim mindset and stop feeling sorry for myself and feeling resentful because other people may have had it easier than I did is going back to my first point about finding purpose in our pain. Everything you go through shapes you in some way. I think about my journey, my past, everything that I've been through. I'm like, man, I really wish I didn't have to go through that. I really wish I didn't have to experience this. But then when I really think about it, I can't say for certain because I will never know, but I can assume had I not been through half of the things that I've been through, had I not been born the oldest, had I not been born in the circumstances that I was born into, I would not be the driven, determined go-getter that I am today. I wouldn't have the purpose that I have today. I wouldn't have the drive that I have today. I wouldn't have the passion that I have for my life that I have today. And I love all those things about me. I love that I set really delusional goals and I actually go after them. I love the fact that I don't settle in my life, in any aspect of my life. I love that I have the courage and the confidence to walk away from anything that I feel does not serve me. I love that I'm unapologetic with choosing me and putting myself first. Like, I genuinely love all those aspects about me and my life. And I wouldn't want to change that for anything because it's made me who I am today. And how beautiful is it to know that your journey is uniquely yours, and no one can take that away from you. Okay, I just have to take a moment to say I feel like I'm really tapping into my life coaching skill sets, my life coaching energy right now, because the way that everything is just flowing out of me, this is exactly how I would feel when I would do like my group coaching or when I would talk with clients. So I've really missed this feeling, but that's just a side note. The next lesson that I've learned is success is hidden in your daily routines. And I'm sure you've heard this quote, you've seen this quote all over, but there's truth to it. You see results not in the things that you do sometimes or once in a while, but in the things that you do consistently. And this goes for anything in life, whether it's a career goal, your health and wellness, your mindset, financially, like success comes from the things that you do consistently. And I'm not saying that you have to be like this 5 a.m. girly who is like has a super strict routine. You really don't. It's all about finding the habits and routines that work for you and actually sticking to them. And I feel like I've only recently found what really works for me, and finding what works for me and the things that I actually enjoy and look forward to is the secret to being consistent in doing those things. For me, my daily routines that I feel help me on my journey of success and creating the life that I want for myself and all that has been having a consistent morning routine. My morning routine has definitely fluctuated depending on the season that I'm in life or whatever is going on in my life. But for the most part, the most consistent thing has been journaling every single day, writing what I'm grateful for, setting my intentions, writing affirmations. Another daily habit is getting 10K steps in a day. This has been helpful not only for my physical health, but also my mental health as well. Also finding workouts that I actually enjoy. I'm able to show up and move my body more consistently because I'm actually enjoying what I'm doing. And also just a quick little update on my 75 soft challenge. We are heavy in week 3. We're still going very, very strong. And I feel like this has also helped me as well. I feel so much more mentally stronger. I feel focused. I feel disciplined. I feel more confident in myself, just overall in everything that I do, because I've been proving to myself every single day that no matter how busy I am, no matter what challenges I might face, I still have the discipline to show up for myself. So doing the 75 soft challenge has really helped me in more ways than I realized. Initially, I thought that it would just help me in terms of like getting back into a routine and getting back into my habits, but truly I feel mentally stronger, and that has helped me in other areas of my life and being able to show up for those things as well. So if you needed another sign to start your own version of the 75 soft challenge, this is it, because girl, the way I just feel so mentally strong these days and I feel like I can do anything and accomplish anything is just unmatched. But anyways, lesson number 8 that I've learned is that to continue growing in life in general, you have to continue getting uncomfortable. There's definitely ebbs and flows to life, I found, especially on the journey towards success. And for me, what I found is it goes, you start something new, you feel uncomfortable doing that thing, or you feel challenged, or you feel self-doubt, whatever those feelings are. Then you overcome those feelings of self-doubt, of fear. And once you overcome that, you get a little comfortable with what you're doing, then what you're doing becomes your norm. And then once it becomes your norm, you feel that feeling like it's time to grow and expand once again. And so you repeat the cycle and so on and so forth. I hope that makes sense. In my mind, it makes sense, but that's been the pattern that I have found in my own life in literally every aspect of my life, whether it's the places that I move, the jobs that I have, the things that I do, my habits. Like, I will do something, I will have a goal in mind, I will try something, and when I set a new goal for myself, there often are feelings of fear, of failing, of the unknown, and I do it anyways, and I get comfortable doing that thing, and then it becomes a norm, and I'm like, okay, it's time to grow some more, it's time to get uncomfortable again. And as someone who really hates being uncomfortable in life in general, I've learned that if this is the path that I'm going to walk and choose and live, I have to continue getting uncomfortable. And I actually find myself right now in the season where I'm in the second phase of feeling uncomfortable. There are new things happening in my life. experiencing new things for the first time. I'm making changes in my life, and now I'm uncomfortable. But I know that this is part of the journey of growing and elevating into my next level. Like I've been telling you guys over and over, I am in a season of transformation. I am changing internally. My life is changing externally, and this is part of the process. And so right now, I'm definitely in the feeling the fear, feeling the uncomfortableness. But I know that the only option is to go through those things and overcome those things. And once I do, I will start feeling comfortable and it'll become my norm and it'll be good until it is time to grow once again. Quick side note, it just got really windy outside. I think we're having a sandstorm, to be honest. So I am so sorry if you can hear a bunch of wind, but we're almost through this episode. But the next lesson that I've had to learn is that you have to embody the energy of success and confidence before you actually are successful and confident or feel successful and confident. And I've talked about this before in a TikTok, and I think I've mentioned it briefly in a podcast episode. So sorry if I sound repetitive, but I was basically saying how you cannot think your way into your new life or becoming your new self. You have to become it. You have to start acting like that person. You have to start believing like you are that person before you actually become her, before you become that version of yourself. And basically, in other words, you have to fake it until you make it. No one can tell you you're not what you say you are. No one can tell you you're not confident. No one can tell you you're not successful. No one can tell you anything about you but you. I also mentioned this in my episode where I talked about this, but before I came the version of myself who was a content creator, who had a successful podcast, before that was in my physical reality, I already acted like that was my truth. I embodied the energy of someone who had a successful podcast way before it actually became my truth and my reality. So if there's a version of yourself that you have in your mind that has, let's say, a successful business, or she's a confident person, or she's very social, move accordingly as that version of yourself. If you were already that confident person, if you were already that successful person, how would they move? How would they think? How would they navigate difficult situations? How would they spend their time? What are their habits? What are their daily routines? What is their mindset? And move accordingly as that version of you. All right, sis, my last lesson that I've had to learn that I really want to share with you guys, and I'm going to get a little corny. I'm not going to lie. I'm preparing you right now. I'm going to get a little corny here, but this is really me coming at you as like your big sis. And I'm speaking to you as if one of my little sisters were coming to me feeling a type of way. So just be prepared for that. But the last thing that I've really had to learn, and I want you guys to really sit with this one, is that you didn't come this far to only come this far. And I know this is a very like fluffy quote that we see all over Instagram and Pinterest and all that, but I really, really, really want you to sit with this. On the days when I feel extremely challenged, when I'm on the verge of giving up, when I am lacking faith in myself, what I usually do is I show up for myself by doing a little journaling session. And oftentimes I find myself in these moments of self-doubt saying, you didn't come this far to only come this far. This is not where we quit. This is not where we give up after everything we've been through. This is not the moment where we throw in the towel. It absolutely isn't. Absolutely not. We've overcome so much more difficult things than whatever it is that you're going through right now. This is just another step to overcome. That's it. Think about all of the obstacles you've overcome along the way up until this point. Think about every difficult situation that you've been in. Think about every difficult lesson, every heartbreak, every hardship, every breakdown, and how hard it was to overcome those things. And you're gonna give up right now in this moment? No. Absolutely not. I refuse. I refuse to let you give up on yourself in this moment. Your biggest breakdowns are usually led by the biggest breakthroughs. And I've said this before and I stand by it fully. And whenever you find yourself lacking faith in yourself, in your goals, you feel like giving up, you feel like progress isn't being made, I want you to come back to this quote. You didn't come this far to only come this far. Sis, what are you doing? Like, get up. get up because we still have things to do. We still have so much more to accomplish. We still have so much fight left within us. This is not where it ends. However, this is where this episode ends, and that was so not intended, but I feel like that's a good place to end off this episode. But yeah, these are just some of the lessons that I've learned along the way. As I said, I know I still have so much more to grow through, accomplish. I have not even hit my peak or my stride, I feel, in terms of like the vision that I have for myself or my life. But I feel like still I've learned quite a bit of valuable things along the way, and I really wanted to share them with you guys because I know we're all on very, very, very similar journeys. Even if our journeys in detail look different, the overall experience I feel is similar. So I really hope that this episode, as I said in the beginning, is the motivation, the inspiration, the little boost you need to keep going. And I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would so be so, so grateful if you could rate and give the podcast a 5-star review. Share this episode with anyone who you think may enjoy it. Screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, and tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. I love being able to see like who's actually listening to the podcast. But that is all I have to say. A new era is here. If you haven't been able to tell, I'm excited for what's to come. I feel realigned with my purpose, with the podcast. Things are just flowing once again, and I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so grateful for all of you. But that is all I have to say. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.